Good morning, this is Eric Richardson again with the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens. Thank you for joining me again this morning for part three of our series, Tuning Out the World by Tuning Into God. As we've pointed out this week, there's so many things in this world that call for us to tune in, go here, do that are not appropriate for a child of God. There are also activities that we are called on to do that are perfectly fine in moderation, but oftentimes we get caught up in them and lose sight of what we need to be doing in service to our God. So far on Monday, we discussed prayer and how God hears our prayers. If we do it often, we'll find ourselves much more in tune with Him. Yesterday, we studied the importance of studying Scripture regularly, how it can help us to have a much deeper understanding of our God and His nature. Today, in part three, I want to discuss the value of regular attendance to worship services and how it will help us to get tuned in to what God wants from us. First reason I want to speak on to attend worship service is probably the most important, is to partake in the Lord's Supper. We can see in Luke chapter 22, starting in verse 19, that Jesus instituted this himself shortly before his own death. Begin reading, "He took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is said for you.'" So we can see here that this is something that Jesus himself instituted and was very important to him, that we remember the sacrifice that he was about to partake in, and he gave us these emblems to help us do so. We can see, if we look on into Acts chapter 20, in the early church, the apostles did this every first day of the week. We begin reading in Acts chapter 20, verse 7. "Now on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight." See in this verse that when they came together to break bread on the first day of the week, this denotes that they did it every first day of the week, and it was something that was very important to them, and it should be to us as well. The next reason I want to consider this morning for attending worship services is to hear the preaching of the Word. We spoke yesterday about the importance of studying and knowing the Word for ourselves, but it's just as important for us to hear it. We see where Paul comments on this in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, which reads, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." We see this hold true throughout the New Testament with several accounts where the gospel was preached, those around heard, understood, and responded. Hearing the Word today should have the same effect on us in bringing understanding to the Scripture, calling us to response when necessary. Another reason for us to attend is because it allows us the opportunity to praise God through song with our brethren, which we are commanded to do in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16, which reads, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Although we can sing praises to God by ourselves, any of you that have attended worship service can attest to how uplifting it is to hear multiple brethren all singing praises to our God together. The last benefit of regular attendance that I want to discuss is that when we worship together, we encourage our brethren and are encouraged ourselves by them. Hebrews 10:25 reads, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." When we've been out in this world and faced those urges to join in with the world, attending worship can be a huge shot in the arm to have our resolve renewed through some time with our brethren. We learn how this is so in Ephesians, where we begin chapter 4, verse 11. "And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." We see here that we all have a vital role in the body and are missed when we are not there. I hope I've encouraged you to consider attending worship service and like to invite you to join us here at Oakland anytime you have the chance. We're located just off New Cut Road in Athens, Alabama at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. We meet on Sunday mornings for a period of Bible study beginning at 9:30 a.m., followed shortly by worship at 10:20 a.m., and again Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also meet for a midweek Bible study every Wednesday at 7 p.m. You can also find many resources such as recent sermons, replays of this radio broadcast, and other articles on our website. The address is churchofchrist@oakland.com. Thank you again for listening, and have a blessed day.